Now, Russia's Wagner mercenary group has threatened to pull out of Ukraine's embattled city of Bakhmut if Moscow doesn't send more ammunition. The head of the group, Yevgeny Prigozhin, says that without proper supplies, his troops will withdraw or die. Fighting for control of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine has now lasted for months. Kyiv says it remains in control of a key supply route into that city.
Now, our statistics show that when we have enough munitions, we have X people killed. But when we don't have enough ammunition, we have X times 5 deaths. So this is what I think. I'm all but ready to write up a big report to the Prosecutor General's office or the Investigative Committee to look into this and find and hold those responsible for the deaths of thousands of Russian men.
Well, let's bring in Pavel Felgenhauer. He is an independent Russian defense and military analyst. He joins us now from Moscow via Skype. Pavel, let me start by asking you, is this all just posturing or might Wagner actually pull out?
Mostly posturing, of course, but there's serious problems. The battle of Bakhmut has lasted 8 months or something, and Prigozhin promised that the city will be taken. It's not being finally taken. It's still divided. So there's be right now everyone on the Russian side, there would be trying to allocate blame. Who's to blame? So Prigozhin says that he's okay, his 4 soldiers are good, but the defense ministry is not giving them enough support, that the defense ministry troops are not fighting as well, and they're not giving them the supplies and munitions. So it's a kind of the blame game going on there in a situation where the Russian winter offensive is almost over, and it achieved very little on a very high price.
You say there's a blame game going on. I was looking at some of the numbers. The Institute for the Study of War reports that Prigozhin is now saying they've only received, 800 of the 4,000 shells per day that they're requesting from the Ministry of Defense? That's really quite the gap.
Well, there's not enough shells. It's quite a problem. It's a logistical problem. It's a production problem. The Russian defense ministry says that everyone's given his fair share, that they cannot take away from other units. So there's, again, a blame game. The main problem is a lack of battlefield success. And that's really what's fueling this exchange of accusations.
Well, amidst all of this, though, the Wagner chief, Prigozhin, I know he doesn't exactly see eye to eye with the Kremlin's commander, who is now running the show. How much of the tensions that we're seeing now is about that relationship?
Prigozhin says that he is totally loyal to President Putin, that he's his man, and they have known each other since St. Petersburg, when Putin worked in the mayor's office there in the 90s. But he has been very critical, Prigozhin, about the defense ministry. It's the defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, his number two, General Valery Gerasimov, the chief of general staff. So that's where he has been already very critical of their actions and is continuing to be very critical.
Well, Wagner, I know, has also been saying they're loading what seems like thousands of bodies now into trucks a day. How critical have the Wagner fighters been to the fight in Bakhmut specifically?
Well, they have been being really critical because the Wagner mercenaries or volunteers, you can call them, have been the storm troops that were thrown into this battle to dislodge the Ukrainians out of this more or less fortress city. And they were taking the brunt of the hand-to-hand close quarters fighting and incurring heavy losses. Without them, this pitched battle could hardly have continued so long and with such a devastating effect on the city and on both sides, because they're having losses, but the Ukrainians are also having heavy losses. Mm-hmm. This is a very bloody pitched battle. And the Wagner troops or mercenaries are apparently more higher motivated It's one of many of them are criminals who were promised a pardon and taken for their fighting. So they have been fighting this battle. They have had some successes in the areas surrounding Bakhmut, but cannot finally take the city still.
Well, we'll see if Prigozhin, in the meantime, makes good on his threat. Pavel Felgenhauer there, Russian defense and military analyst, speaking to us from Moscow. Thanks for joining us again, Pavel. Always great to get your thoughts on Al Jazeera.